I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Christians in India continue to face intense opposition from Hindu extremists. Gospel for Asia President K.P. Yohannan is confused by the number of problems their workers are facing because many thought the change of government would give Christians more freedoms. As many people find freedom in Christ, accusations of forced conversions abound. Yohannan says,
"We are not telling them, hey, we'll give you food and clothes and shelter if you become Christians. No, it is a matter of truly demonstrating Christ's love."
Yohannan urges believers to faithfully pray for Christians who are suffering because they continue sharing Christ's love. Next, anti-Muslim cartoons forced much of the Christian work in Pakistan to stop. Food for the Hungry was one of them. FHI's Matt Ellingston says his organization is back at it, working with the church in 80 small relief camps. Ellingston says this has been a great boost to the oppressed church.
It has allowed the Christian community to be active and in the forefront, on the cutting edge of helping their neighbors. And it really gives them a respect that they haven't experienced that often.
The recovery phase is now underway, all in an effort to be Christ to the needy. And Evangelical Baptist missionaries will be teaching a vernacular version of their evangelism program in French Gourma this month in Niger. This training is more challenging than traditional TRIAM training because many of the national leaders are nearly illiterate. God is doing incredible things through the oral training of the 3M principles, mobility, module, and ministry. Pray that the students will be able to learn so they can teach others. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Network News is now offering monthly bulletin inserts to help your church be doers of the word and not hearers only. For information, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. You can also see a sample and subscribe at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.